You're listening to Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman. Governor Raimondo delivers her second state budget address tonight. Rhode Island Public Radio will be covering the address live beginning at 7. Scott McKay and Maureen Moakley will provide analysis, and Ian Donis will give reaction from lawmakers at the State House. Scott McKay is with us this morning for a preview, and good morning, Scott.
Hello, Chuck.
So what should we be looking for in tonight's speech from the governor?
Well, you know, Chuck, there's an old saying in politics that if you want to understand a politician's priorities, look at his or her budget. And this is what we're going to get. Tonight, we're going to have the first true unveiling of the taxing and spending plan that Governor Raimondo is going to propose to the General Assembly. Now, we know the governor proposes and the legislature disposes. So the budget that's finally passed may not look precisely the same as what the governor tonight will unveil. However, about 90% of it probably will survive, and that's usually what happens every year.
So will this truck toll plan be part of the budget?
No, they're going to handle that separately. I think you're going to see this truck toll compromise worked out in the next week or two, and it will not be part of the budget. I think they have an agreement, and it looks like the House and Senate leadership can live with this.
The governor has already released one of her education priorities. That's a program to pay for SAT and PSAT testing for all public high school students. What do you think might emerge tonight as a signature new proposal?
Well, I think this is something she's going to underscore because it does a couple of things. First of all, it helps families who can't afford to take these tests, which are increasingly more expensive, as we all know. The other thing that it does is increase participation of Rhode Island high school students in taking these national tests. It will show us how more students compare with other states. And so we'll have a pretty good measurement of the children who are on their way to college than we used to have. I think it will do that. I think there may be some other tweaks, but there's not a lot of money around. The deficit has been cut more than it has been. But nonetheless, there's not like a whole lot of money. I'll be interested to take a look and see what she does for higher education, for instance, because everyone knows we need to do better workforce training and have our young people have better skills.
Workforce training, skills training, all of that has been part of her emphasis on the economy. Do you think there'll be any new proposals on that score?
I think last year the emphasis was on really helping business out. She's already talked about a couple proposals that may be part of the budget. One is raising the minimum wage. We are under the rates now for Connecticut and Massachusetts. The other one is raising the earned income tax credit, where we're near the bottom of New England in that measure. Of course, New Hampshire doesn't have a state income tax. But what this does is it helps low-income working families, the family with two or three kids that are working two jobs and really, you know, struggling to get by. This does cut their state taxes and give them a benefit.
So overall, Scott, why is this annual address so important? Why do we make such a big deal out of it?
Well, part of it's just tradition. Part of it is the pomp and circumstance at the State House. And this is the one time of the year when everybody, the college presidents, the judiciary, all of the various lobbyists, the various interest groups, where everyone is at the State House assembled there. And it's quite a pageant. The other item that you have to look at for a governor, this is one of the first times and only time of the year that any governor really gets a one-way, unfiltered chance to go on statewide TV and, again, lay out his or her priorities. We look at the tone of this. We look at how much applause there is from the General Assembly. So from a political standpoint and a leadership standpoint, it's always been a template that people look at to see, how did the governor do last night? What do you think? And, of course, tonight we'll be bringing you instant reaction from the lawmakers, from the leadership, from the Republican Minority Caucus, and hopefully we'll be able to parse this thing out.
Scott McKay, political analyst for Rhode Island Public Radio, will be looking for your analysis coming up tonight. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Yeah, we'll be on tonight.
This is Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio.